Progressive Democrat Ana Lilia Mejia has defeated Republican Joe Hathaway and Independent Alan Bond in Thursday's special election to fill New Jersey's 11th congressional seat. The seat was vacated by Mikey Sherrill in November after she was elected governor. During her run, Mejia, the former head of the Working Families Alliance, focused on abolishing ICE, protecting reproductive rights, and supporting working families. Philadelphia City Council will hold its own independent investigation into the deadly parking garage collapse that led to the deaths of three workers this month. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson's resolution calls for a special committee to look into the CHOP garage collapse, which would be in addition to the mayor's review that was instituted by an executive order earlier this week.
We'll take an independent approach regarding this particular process and the residents from South Philadelphia, which I represent in the 2nd Councilman Act District in Grays Ferry, also want answers as to why the tragedy took place in the first place.
Johnson didn't specify who would be on the committee, except to say all stakeholders impacted by the project would be represented. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Habitat for Humanity Philadelphia is creating nearly 30 homes for a Pope Leo-inspired initiative. An anonymous donor is funding Habitat projects across the country with the goal of empowering students in the faith community who will volunteer their time at construction sites. The homes here are all in North Philadelphia. The work will be completed over the next 2 years. In sports tonight, Phils are hosting the Atlanta Braves. The Phillies will start Taiwan Walker on the mound. And the Flyers start their postseason adventure in Pittsburgh tomorrow night against the Penguins. The 76ers embark on their playoff journey Sunday afternoon in Boston with the Celtics. Philadelphia Union taking on D.C. United tomorrow night at Subaru Park. And the forecast goes like this. Partly cloudy skies today. A high of 81 degrees. It's 72 right now.